You are now tuned into Straight Talk with Chaser podcast.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. We have episode 2. Welcome back to Straight Talk
with Chaser.
Hey, babe, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I've got a real very sketchy topic today, don't you agree?
Yeah, definitely. It can be controversial.
Yeah, we have things that we're troubled with throughout the day and, you know, throughout this lifestyle, but definitely need to address some things pertaining to childhood raising and things like that. What's the topic of our episode this time, babe?
The topic is parenthood. Who's raising the children?
Who's raising the children? I know you guys are questioning about that as well as we are. So we are also questioning due to us having a 4-year-old son, and parenthood does not have a guidebook, but definitely it requires two parties to participate and work together with rearing a child. Don't you agree, babe?
I definitely agree with that. And I know we talked about that with parenthood not having a guidebook, but do we actually have a guidebook on raising our kids?
I haven't seen a book pertaining. I see a lot of books that, you know, that kind of help us, you know, go step from step, things like that. And they also have videos and stuff like that. But definitely, that's actually a loaded question.
Mm-hmm.
Loaded question. So we definitely.
You know, because it's plenty of them out there. Yeah. Like it's endless books, but is it really assisting you in raising your child or raising your children?
That's a question, madam. But, you know, I want to start out by just saying, you know, to all the parents out there, you know, it's time for us to, you know, knuckle up. We're in this generation where the kids are needing us. They're wanting us. They're desiring our attention. And we have allowed ourselves to be entangled with the cares of the world more. And it's definitely a cautious thing to take in when you got kids. When I say that to the fact of our kids need us.
Yeah.
Our kids need us. So to all the parents out there, I applaud you. Raise your babies. To those that are carrying a child right now, congratulations. He or she is going to be 1, 2, and keep on counting. Mm-hmm. So love on them. Love on them. Babe, I was watching the news.
Uh-huh.
Last night. I was watching the news last night pertaining to a situation, and I spoke on it on my Facebook page pertaining mm-hmm. to a young man that was actually given permission by his parents to go spend some time or kick it with his friends, if you will, at their house. You know how back in the day we was allowed and some of us was not allowed to go and spend time with our friends?
Yeah.
This definitely. Young man was actually granted permission to go spend some time with his friends, and lo and behold, trouble was outside that house that he was at.
Right.
And gunshots were blaring, and he was one that actually got struck,
mm-hmm.
and he's no longer alive. And my condolences to the families that actually lost a loved one in that manner, or just a lost a loved one like that as whole. But I sat there and I just, you know, think about, you know, how we was reared at our age. Can you picture when you was reared when you was young at your age? And
yeah, we went nowhere. We really did not Yeah, come to think of it, we really did not do sleepovers. It was actually, I take that back. I did have one friend, but my mom and dad knew her parent, knew her mom, mm-hmm. and they were friends with her. And that was the only reason why. But I think it's a little bit different back then. You knew your child, where your child was going. Yeah. And you knew the mom, or you knew the dad, the aunt, the uncle. You knew those individuals. So it wasn't like you were just going to, quote unquote, a friend's house. Mm-hmm. It really felt like extended family. When it came to my nieces, and I know they wouldn't mind me telling this, they did not do sleepovers. We did not allow it. And it wasn't because we didn't feel like their friends weren't, you know, good people. Mm-hmm. It's just, so much is going on that you don't know of, mm-hmm. not only with the gunshot incident, but, you know, who's over there?
Yeah.
Is it multiple men that's over there, or multiple women? You know, what is their background? What is your history? You know, we don't know any of that. So we don't know if that parent of that friend that they're spending the night over, if they're entangled in something, and we don't want our child or children exposed to. So, no, if they had sleepovers, it was the best sleepover ever at our house.
I piggyback off on what you're sharing with your nieces and even yourself pertaining to not being able to go out and be amongst your friends on those times when you just wanted to go out. Mm-hmm. I recall a time when I was in middle school, actually high school. I think I was in my 10th grade and I wanted to go to this party. Mm-hmm. Wanted to go to this party, and all my classmates was going, and my mom told me, in order for you to go, you have to go with your cousin to chaperone you. My cousin is actually older than me, so he never did get that opportunity to go to that party. Mm-hmm. And the next day, or next days, I realized that there was a shooting at that party, and somebody, no fatality, but someone got shot. And I just thought about the times when my mom told me, no, I couldn't go to certain things and do certain things. Those no's was genuine, because trouble was on the other side.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I purposely believe that God allowed those no's to be justified on my safety. So I say all that just to say this to our parents. It's time out being our kids' friends.
Yes.
It's time out for being our kids, you know, buddies. You know, with that being said, we're parents first. Mm-hmm. And I purposed in myself as a father, or us as parents, that we're going to love our kid, but we're going to love our children with the utmost respect of no.
Right.
You can't go do this. You can't do that. Yes, ma'am, and no, sir. And I think this generation has lost its luster pertaining to childhood raising. And I think, and I can't blame it all on the parents alone. I blame it on society, because we are entangled with work. We've got jobs that we have to provide for our families, but we still got to make time, right? Mm-hmm. We still got to make time for our families. But,
and see, I do blame the parents. I do blame the parents. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I do. And I tell you why. It's because you were given a gift. That's not just something that's said about children. Okay. That's biblical. You know, these children are gifts. And the thing of it is, I think it was in Psalms 127. Children are like arrows in the hands of a warrior. So you keep those arrows safe. You know, if you are a warrior, you keep your arrows safe and in a safe place. So when it comes to your children, you have to raise your children. Who is actually doing the raising? That's the real question. Is it society that's doing the raising, or you? My thing of it is, you cannot get anything out of your child that you don't invest.
Okay.
If you don't invest in your child, then I mean, I feel your expectations should be a little low, because you have to don't expect for them to know stuff if you never taught them anything.
That's right. And I agree with you on that as well.
You know, so my thing of it is, like with us, I'm all for YouTube. I'm all for, you know, any of the social media outlets. But back then it was your mom or your dad or your older siblings and the aunts and uncles and family members that maybe taught you how to cook. Not, oh, I got to go on this social media site to learn how to do this stuff. Because, and I say that, which is great. You know, I've gone on social media to learn certain things. But I'm saying, spend that time with that child. That's time spent. Yeah, you're cooking. Or yeah, you're building something. But you're actually spending time. You're building a bond.
Okay.
Because you will never get that back. You'll never get it back. That time that you should have, oh, I'm going to wait for this. I'm going to wait for that. You may not have that time ever again. So what are you waiting for? Spend that time with that child. Invest in that child. Because it's going to be to a point where you're no longer going to be that child. Right now, as a young age, like with our son, we are his authority.
Correct.
It's going to be a time where we're no longer going to be his authority. We're going to be his influencer. We can influence him. We can try to guide him. We can try to direct him. But we're no longer having that strong authority over him. It makes a difference. Yes, I believe.
I believe as well. And I want to backtrack and say, not so much as I don't blame the parents alone, but I do hold us accountable of our rearing of our children or our child. So I say that in a manner of saying to parents as a whole, don't stop doing what you're doing that is going to uplift your child, encourage your child.
Right. And make your child a priority.
Yes.
Because that's the thing is that I think that not every parent, but some parents, your priorities are somewhat out of order. You know, I'm not saying that other things are not a priority, but maybe we need to reorganize some things.
Reorganization, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I sit back and I you know, as we talking about this, I'm thinking about, you know, just my childhood raising as a whole. And you know, we talked about it in the first episode in our introduction that, you know, our rearing is totally different. Our households was different. The way your mom and your dad did things in the house is totally different what my mom did in the house. You had both parents in your house. I only had my mom in my house, in our house at the time. But never saying that my mom never did the best that she could. But, you know, there was times when my mom found work because she had to provide, which left us, you know, home sometimes with one another. But at the same time, when she came home, you know, the excitement with her being home was just exciting. So I just go back and I think about those little times and just look at what the generation we have right now, as kids are actually crying out.
Absolutely.
Crying out. That's why we see certain things, whether it's on the news or what you're seeing out in public, how kids start to, could I say, spaz out in a sense pertaining to.
What do you mean?
So let's just say, you know, their attitudes, mm-hmm. or their approachment towards an adult.
Because that again goes back to, and you know what? I say the parents, but usually back then or older generations, it was parents and a unit behind them.
It take a village.
You know, you had the grandmothers, the great grandmothers, the aunts, the uncles. And if your aunt and uncle got you on your way home, you passed up another house that was a relative, they're going to reprimand you. And then by that time you get home and you're going to get in trouble again by your parents. You know, I know that's how it was with my mom. And then with us, you know, you got in trouble by everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't necessarily put their hands on us. I think when it comes to raising a child, it's not just beating them or disciplining them. You have to discipline them in every aspect. Discipline their mouth.
Yeah.
So they're not 4 or 5 or 13 years old and they're cussing like they're a sailor. You know, train their behavior. So maybe you will respect those authority figures. You know, it's a lot of training when it comes to that. And that goes back to the same thing when it comes to your arrows. When you're pointing that arrow in the direction and you got that arrow and that bow, you're stretching them out. It's going to be uncomfortable. They're not going to like it. That's your training.
Okay.
Because you're trying to point them in the right direction.
That says Psalms. Where is that Psalms?
127. Psalms 127, verse 4.
Psalms 127 verse 4. So what's the plan now on what we're witnessing with kids now? You know, they got these after school programs. They even got summer programs. They even have mentorships.
I think it's a human connection.
And which is the common denominator of it all, because kids are crying for attention. And I know AJ, our son, actually is 4 years old. And what you call it when he's around me, when he wants to be around me?
He
needs oxygen. So he's more around me sometimes. And when he's around me, he's crawling on me, jumping on my back. And, you know.
He thinks you're a jungle gym.
Yeah.
But he's never like that on me. He's never like that on me. And I'm not saying that, oh, you know, dad, he's love dad. I know he does.
I think he recognizes the delicacy of you and the strength of me, that I can pick him up and do some crazier things that you can. When I say crazy, guys, I don't mean like, you know, swinging him around. I'm talking about, you know, pick him up and I can catch him in certain situations. Not saying my wife can't catch you.
No, hey, I'm that person. Like, now look at you. Yeah, what happened to you?
Lies, guys. Lies. She's more the nurturer pertaining to her. I'm the one that say, look at you. Get yourself up. Dust yourself off.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's all love.
He's soft. He's soft.
Yeah. Antonio love the kids.
I love the kids.
We know that our children are our future. And we do know that without proper child rearing, they're headed for doom. Where they're headed for doom, they're headed for destruction. So, and then we also know that our adversary desires to sift them like wheat. So whatever we're instilling in our child at the young age, the Bible even says it, that, you know, train up a child in the way he should go, that when he is old, it will not depart from it, regardless on what they desire to do outside the house.
Right.
That you trained them inside that house will still be amongst them, because, you know, I said, we serve a mighty God that can give you a reminder just in that snap of the finger.
Now, so, I'm not going to say that they don't get out there and do their own thing. I myself was that child, and I can openly admit, you know,
we had our sneaky ways.
Yeah.
We all had our sneaky ways.
So.
But yeah, definitely just the whole mindset. No, don't tell on yourself too much, because we already know.
Did you see how I cut that off?
Yeah, I know. I got your back. I got your back. No, mama ain't got to know everything. But
love
no.
you, Mom.
Yeah, but besides that, just the whole, we go to, there's no playbook pertaining to child raising. So who's raising the child? You know, is it TikTok?
I think it's your TikToks and your Instagram.
Is it Instagram? Is it Facebook? Is it Kick? Is it Snapchat?
I don't know if you've ever seen, it's a commercial. Actually, it's a Dove commercial where it's like a beautiful young woman, but then she started to take off the makeup and the hair.
Uh-huh.
And she, like the top that she was in, she came out of and had like a little undershirt and everything else. And she was like a kid. At first, it looked like an adult in their mid-20s. But she came out of all of that stuff and she was actually like a 12 or 13-year-old kid. And it's what social media and society has built in their head. They're watching this. Oh, I should look like this. Oh, I should act like this. Because they have more influence over that child than that parent does.
Wow, man. And it's so...
You know? So the thing of it is that have those conversations. And I think I've said, I know you and I have talked about it before. It's those conversations of not saying, hey, you okay? And then the child tell you, yeah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get in there. I know with my dad was in our head. My mom was too, you know, because you need to know what's going on with them. You're not going to know everything, of course, but you if you know your child, you'll be able to look at your child and know what's going on. Sometimes some parents can do that. Or if you know your child, you'll be able to listen to the things that they say, but more so the things that they don't say. And that's going to be your sign, because silence is loud.
I think also winning your kids' trust.
Yeah.
Plays a huge part in them not being so sheltered mentally.
Yes.
So I challenge myself this as, you know, and I always put myself in the forefront of, you know, child rearing and parenthood and, you know, being a husband, you know, being a provider, protector. I have to start with myself first.
Mm-hmm.
That mirror image with that. And then I apply that to our child, our children, or my son, our son, pertaining to, you know, what he like, what he don't like. Mm-hmm. And I think you get on me, and I say get on me in a smiling way, because when you get on me, I appreciate how you tell me he's only 4 years old. Because me personally, I always compare him to me, and I'm 49 and he's 4, and you say, baby, he's growing, he's a sponge, right. So we got to show him.
He's closer to birth than you are. You know what I'm saying? Right. 49.
So, and I'm
huge difference.
Yeah, I know. Man, 45 years. Yeah, man. But I put myself in that category because, you know, I'm not going to make no excuses for us as men being disciplinarians.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank the heavens above that, you know, you're there to show me the way. In a more mild and respectful way, so my child can understand that it's not about stop doing this, don't go there,
right?
Sit down, you know, commands instead of saying, mm-hmm. son, I love you. Hey, come over here and sit down, say good night, say good morning. Mm-hmm. What do you want? Those things like that, just building a relationship, as you say, to building a relationship with our kids, winning their trust. And once we win their trust, it'll be easy for us. As we get older with that child or children, that they can come to you and say what they're having issues with. They won't be so sheltered where they'll rely on, as we call it, social media.
Mm-hmm.
The devil within itself is social media, but I'm not even going to go into that. I think that there are just so many devices, so many things that can entangle our minds where we trust that over the person that's right beside you.
Yeah. And I think that a lot of times we need to meet your child where they are, because your child may not be like this other child. Your child may not be doing what this other child is doing, but that's okay. You know, it's like some of the cartoons that AJ likes. Well, I don't like them. You know, I don't like them. I don't. But if you like it, if that works for you, you know, I don't shut you down. And that's what I try to not do with him. And I put myself out there. I'm learning to not do that, to not shut him down when that's what he likes. That's how he wants to do it. And if it's not any hurt, harm, or danger, then hey, let's go with it, because you don't have to like what I like. I don't want you. I don't want to put into his head where if he likes something, I come in and dictate what he should like and don't like, then he's going to have that attitude through life.
I jokingly do that with him, you know, and I got to be careful when I do that with him, because he's hearing everything.
Right. And it impacts them. If someone was to have a conversation with children, deep conversations with children from 4 to 10 to 16 and own up and think about the things that were said to you as a child. And as you grow, it impacts you. You know, we always talk about honoring thy mother and father, but we have to honor our children, too, because they have emotions. They have feelings. They have issues. To us as an adult, it's minute. But to a child, when they go to Brahms and they don't have butter pecan ice cream, that's a big deal.
Love me some butter pecan.
You know, so we have to, they're not as old as we are. We have to meet them on that level.
Okay. But that butter pecan be going
it
hard.
It do, babe.
At Brahms too?
Yeah.
For those who don't know, yeah, man, Brahms be going hard.
Yeah.
I'm not, I don't want to deflect.
I think with the, with us though as parents,
yeah,
when you were speaking on with the social medias and stuff, we're just as guilty.
Always.
We're just as guilty with that because we neglect our response. Some people neglect their responsibilities from their children, mm-hmm, to household things that need to be done, mm-hmm, to work, to their spouses. It's like it takes over them.
Yeah.
So that's one thing when it comes to, I think, a parent raising a child. And then another thing is parents, you got to heal. You got to heal from your own issues.
That's true, too.
Before you can really try to invest in a little person. Like, you know, I'm not saying that we're not going to have issues. I'm not saying you're going to be made gold by the time that you have a child. But you need to heal. Don't take out that trauma or that brokenness on your... It's like you're just bleeding out on your kid. Yeah, you can't do that.
That is the dangerous thing to do.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with traumatic things from your past. When you were young, you haven't physically or mentally healed yourself, allowed yourself to heal. That's why I believe counseling plays a huge part in things like this as, mm-hmm, well. Getting yourself right.
Yeah.
And I remember I said it's a mirror image. I start with myself first before I start to do things with others. I start with myself first, make sure myself is intact. And it's very important as parents to make sure yourself is intact to be able to discipline, because you can discipline a child in a way where you don't find yourselves in jail, right?
Absolutely. I think that some parents are fearful of disciplining their children physically. I mean, we were disciplined that way. I don't necessarily did not get beat. I did not necessarily see any harm in it. But I will say this. I think it was only twice out of my entire life that my dad disciplined. Well, maybe it was once for my sister and twice for me. I was the trouble kid. physically. You know what I mean? Because, and that's what I'm talking about, getting in that child's head.
That's right.
You know, because my dad was so far in our head, man. It was like, you didn't need to touch me. It was true. I wouldn't necessarily say it was fear. It was respect. We respected what he said. We respected what my mom said. So, you know, they both had that over us. So it was, now, mama, she was different. She popped.
And mama didn't play.
She did.
Oh, she still don't play, so. Yeah. She still don't play. Give you that look.
Yeah.
And give you that look. That look. We call it, I don't call it the look of death. I call it the look of, you better get your mind right.
Right.
So,
right.
You don't get your mind right, hey, I'm going to turn you into an astrologist. Right. You're going to see some stars.
A couple of stars.
See some stars. Yeah, but those, I mean, we look at our past and our, I got beat. But anyway, we ain't gonna go into that. But
we're,
yeah, that's traumatic for me because I wasn't an angel, that's for sure. But I do miss the old way of child rearing, where we actually spent time with the kids and we actually disciplined our kids in a manner where they understood. And I'm joking about the beating part, but you know, when I was wrong, it was time to get that act right put in my life. And for those who know, that act right means you go get your two switches. Go get some switches and bring them to me. And that was bad. I had to go get my switches.
Would you rather go and get your switches or have a cowhide leather belt with a long name on it?
Well, none of the above. But, I mean, I didn't want that belt, but that belt had his name on it, right?
Right.
It had his name on it.
And so. I had his name on me.
Well, you know. Yeah, wait, when you say you act up, I'm gonna get that out of you. You want to act up? Let me get that up out of you. But definitely, I do miss that. For us today, we we're trying to be their friends, parents, and we can't be their friends.
That's right.
So all the latest dances that we're out here doing with our kids, that's all fun and done. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. Get you a couple of likes on your social media pages, but it's time in to tell and show our kids that we love them enough that we're going to be their parents wholeheartedly.
But is it really where, hey, you know, little Sally, let's go ahead and get this dance and do this TikTok dance and get these likes? Or you go to the park or a walking trail and we talk. Let me get to know you. Or it could be such a huge disconnect between the parent and the child. Let me get to reconnect with you.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm all for it with having fun, but I'm telling you, man, it's definitely with this time spent, because you have to invest in these kids, because you don't want someone else outside of you that probably, you know, you love your kid, that was a blessing to you to have more influence over your child than yourself. I myself, you know, I'm not perfect when it comes to our son. That I'm not.
Neither am I now.
But I always have this in the back and the front and the side of my mind. This is a gift that was not promised to me.
Correct.
That was told that would not necessarily come to pass. It's so many men and women.
And women, yeah.
That want children that cannot have it.
Yeah.
So who am I to neglect something that's so wonderful?
Yeah.
You know, so I know sometimes I may be over the top with them and protective of them, but, you know, that's a gift that I feel like I assisted in a miracle.
They don't know our story, babe, and they don't know your story. Can you share what, you know, doctors have shared with you pertaining to before AJ?
I absolutely will when you guys tune into the next podcast.
Hey, next podcast?
Yeah.
Next podcast. Okay. I'm going to throw it out there like that. Tune in.
Great. They may,
tune in.
Know my story and your story on what actually took place.
Right.
It'll be good.
Beautiful testimony, guys. So, you know, to be continued on that matter there, right? It's just a whole, man, I'm enjoying this ride pertaining to just being able to sit down and just look at your babe.
Yeah.
So much intelligence over there on that side over there. Thank you. Thank you. You, when you shine, I'm shining. So I thank you for just being a part of this. I told you guys, man,
thank you, babe.
Yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Even in my mess, for those who know me outside of this podcast, I'm kooky, crazy, and silly, and angry, and all kinds of things. So just a ball of, you know.
And I love you through and through, though.
Yeah, it's good to be loved, man.
Yeah.
It's good to be loved. But
definitely.
Definitely. And that's what these kids need right now.
Yeah. I would say, you know, just love on your children, be there for your children. And I know there's plenty of parents out here doing the best that they can. Continue to do that. You know, we're praying for you guys. We're praying for ourselves.
Yeah.
So we all have to work together. You know, when we see stuff that's going on with children, I recently saw something going on with one of our child's classmates. Assist.
Yeah.
You know, assist. Don't just sit back. Don't just watch it, and record it. Help another parent out, because we all need help.
It takes a village. I keep saying it. It takes a village. Just,
it does.
I'm not saying come in and intervene and get in their way.
Right.
Sometimes we got to just sit back and kind of examine this situation. And then, you know, respectfully come to that parent and say, you know, a little helpful advice works for all of us. I know I need it.
Yeah, they may receive it, they may not. But as long as you do your part, that's you know, that's
just
what
don't
I was
get in
always
their way.
Yeah, told and raised.
Just don't get in their way.
Yeah.
But to the parents out there, keep loving on your babies. Keep loving on your babies, because once they leave your house, they belong to this society. They belong to these cops out here. They belong to everybody outside that house. And you know how they deal with us. It's not pleasant. And I don't want my kids or my children in the arms of anything outside ourselves, right?
Right. Right.
So with that, you know, I think I said that we said a mouthful. Keep loving on your kids. What's that? That Psalms what? Psalms 1 what?
127:4.
127:4. Read it one more time.
Well, what it states is children are like arrows in the hands of warriors. So we talked about the arrow where you actually keep it safe. We talked about you expanding that arrow in the bow. Mm-hmm. And your hopes at the end when you wrap the entire thing up is to point that arrow in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
With the hopes, desires, manifestations, prayers, dreams, that it'll land in the right place.
Yeah.
You know, but that's all in the fact of when you stretch that arrow out in that bow, that's all with that training. That's all with that discipline, that of their mouth, of their behavior, of everything about them. You want that to be great representation of you in Christ. And when you let that arrow go, hopefully it goes to where it needs to go.
All right. All right. I want to call you. Well, I forgot that that poet, she passed a couple of years ago. Maya Angelou.
No.
Maya Angelou. But anyway, but you got anything else? Because you were throwing them out there, so.
No. No, that's all that I have.
Well,
that's
all that I got. Well, as always, I enjoy you, babe. I enjoy this ride. So let's keep riding together. And for guys and gals, parents and kids and children, obey your parents.
Yeah.
Obey your parents. Obey your parents. Parents, love your kids. And love is not just the word love. It's an action word, which requires a lot of things, a lot of characteristics behind that word love. So let's love on them.
And listening.
Yes. Definitely listen.
Yeah, on, for both sides.
Yes.
It's a lot of listening.
Yeah.
And to hear it out, you may not agree with everything, you may not understand everything.
Yeah.
But at least listen.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Baby, anything else before we say bye?
No, I think that's it this time.
Oh, guys, well, thank you for tuning in. Episode 2. Tune in to the next episode. Stay tuned. We cooking over here, right? We cooking over here.
Thank you guys for listening to Parenthood, Who's Raising the Children?
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for pressing play. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Thank you for tuning in with Straight Talk.
With Chaser.
Bye, guys.